Look out, evil! Here comes Action Jones! World-renowned private eye, first-class world spy, ladies' man on any night, but a respectful ladies' man acceptable for a postmodern 2000s audience. All criminals run when they hear him coming. Watch out, crime! Here comes Action Jones!
Welcome back to another installment of The Escapades of Action Jones. We find our heroes at the hottest nightclub in town, Backslash.
Hey, we're closed. Besides, no kids in here.
He's not a kid. He's a junior private eye. And we're not here to go clubbing. We're here looking for a woman.
So are the people clubbing.
And a man.
We have that here, too.
I don't think he's catching on, Action. Let me try. Have you seen the woman in this photo here?
Ugh, yes.
How could I forget?
What do you mean?
Buddy, that was one of the crudest bachelorette parties I have ever seen. Everything was shaped like a penis, and nothing they did make any sense. I couldn't get anything clean. We had to burn the tables and the chairs they use.
I'm sorry about all that.
I'm a man. I can take it, but my poor boy had to see it. He is only 8 years old.
I thought you just said there are no kids in here.
It's a new rule. But yeah, I remember them.
Well, if they disturbed you so much, why didn't you throw them out?
Because their boss loved him. Couldn't get enough. Offered them a ride on his gondola.
Is your boss here now? We'd love to talk to him.
Mr. Galario? No. Not like Danish.
What's his first name?
Donald.
Donald Galario.
Yeah, Donald Galario.
Huh? Action! If you move the letters around in Donald Galario, it's almost a perfect anagram from the word gondola.
It probably just another coincidence, like the gelato on his oar being red earlier. Don't worry about it.
Everyone calls him a Dash Backslash. That's why he's the name of the club.
All right, then. Thanks. Here, something for your troubles.
A nickel? What the hell am I supposed to do with this?
You don't like gumballs? The fuck is wrong with you?
Gumballs are usually a quarter! Now get the hell out of here!
Action got just the lead he was looking for. Goes to show what can be done with the proper clues and some good old-fashioned detective work. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Greetings, connoisseurs of the equine adjacent. I'm Fred Dendo Dipadopto. I'm here to tell you that it's time. What time, you ask? Well, it ain't no number on no clock. Hex, nah, no! Yes, siree, Bob. It's time to unearth your fanciest opulent monocle and don your most exotic of top hats. It's once again time for this year's bicentennial Olivia Newton-John Memorial Llama Races at everyone's favorite racetrack and seafood emporium, the unofficial Ray Romano Racetrack and Seafood Emporium. Mosey down and join us for an afternoon of first-rate frolic that'll make your cousin's neighbor proclaim,
"Hot golly, that's one zesty pasta dish!"
So, polish off your ancestral spit buckets at this year's bicentennial Olivia Newton-John Memorial Llama Races!
Hot golly!
We now return to your regularly scheduled program. It's time for the oldest trick in the Private Dick's book of private dick tricks. The stakeout. Just two men and a boy sitting in a car on a dark, quiet street, waiting for a criminal to show their face.
Well, James, looks like we're gonna be on a stakeout just like old times.
Yep, just like old times.
Right before you stabbed me in the back, took all my client, and stole my name concept.
This again? Your clients didn't leave. I just solved their cases.
Coincidence.
Action, how did you know to come to the nightclub?
All the women were young and here to have a good time. And since I knew no one would go on a gondola ride unprompted or come to the idea independently, I surmised that they had to be invited. Then I thought, who's not only sick enough to kidnap helpless women, but owns a gondola? The next question was, where would this creep find women vulnerable enough and in the right state of mind to accept such a horrible experience of that which is a gondola ride? A nightclub. Plenty of women here with no connections and only bad decisions to make.
That's brilliant, Jones.
Now, let me ask you this. Why did you tell the dame there were no bodies discovered? You and I both know where this always leads.
Well, if her sister's dead, she's dead. Let her believe she's alive until we know for sure.
I taught you well.
Ha! You did, actually.
Where do you think he's keeping him, Mr. Jones?
Should he really be on this type of case?
I brought you on these cases when you were his age. Do you think I just gave him that junior detective's badge? No, he earned it, just like you did.
I'm sorry. You're right.
As to where I think they're being kept, most likely in the club cellar. And access would be very limited with very tight security. It also probably has just the creepiest ambiance.
Oh! What's that smell?
Wasn't me. Was it you, Action?
I recognize that smell. Roll down your windows, boys. Keep your eyes peeled for a man who can be best described as a walking red flag.
There he is!
We can't run up on him this time. We have to be more tactical. We don't want him running away. We need him to lead us to where he's keeping the women.
He just went inside, Mr. Jones!
All right, let's be patient. Follow my lead. We don't want to make it too obvious that we're following him.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Greetings, I'm your premier broadcaster for delightfully esoteric sporting events and the occasional grandiose bar/bat mitzvah, Fred Dendo Dippadopto. It's once again time for this year's bicentennial Olivia Newton-John Memorial Llama Races. That's a llama with two L's at the beginning, not in the middle. That's right, llama-philiac! Tickets start at numbers with only 3 zeros after 2 5s, but kids under the age of 9 and all pet amphibians get in for free. So leash up your least favorite stepchild, slap a family iguana, or iguanas amphibians? Whatever. Slap the family iguana into their tiny iguana stroller and give Grandpa his special night-night cocktail. The one that's a little bit illegal. Then mosey down and join us for an extravaganza featuring some of the nation's favorite llama elites. Watch as four-time state champion Fuzzy Von Wuzzy Cuddles takes on a field of favorites that includes the likes of newcomer Sergeant Tidbit McNipley, the llama voted most likely to commit double homicide by International Llama Tri-Weekly, and of course, proud favorite, the notoriously down for a good time, getting drunk on a Tuesday at work! This Pulse Town spectacle is brought to you by the Colonel's Secret League of Herbs and Spices in association with the Guild of Interracial Twins for more genteel gatherings! Get your passes today and witness a new zenith of competitive racing in a setting of unparalleled splendor featuring a seafood menu not remotely endorsed by everyone's favorite Raymond! So, ready your great-grandmother's feed bag for an afternoon of utterly expected expansive elegance at this year's bicentennial Olivia Newton-John Memorial Llama Races! Let's get physical, Olivia Newton-John or Sandy?